Lord, I just pray you'd still our hearts this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you are the Prince of Peace. And so, Lord, whatever thing that might be trying to rob our peace this morning, Lord, will you help to settle that? Because come you and invade our hearts and invade our lives and bring the peace that only you can bring. Lord, I pray whatever worries, whatever stresses this morning, this afternoon, Lord, let your peace just reign in our lives and know that our King Jesus is taking care of all of our needs. Lord, we love you this morning. I ask you to open up our hearts today, Lord, and give us ears to hear the things that you want to say to us this morning in your precious name. Amen. 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 So I want to talk, we're saying about God's presence. I want to spend some moments this morning and talk about the presence of God. That's what I want us to think about this morning. James, you put up the verse. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says this, "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" What an amazing, amazing verse. Don't we realize? I think Paul's just trying to write this morning. He's saying, hey, don't you realize, church, don't you realize if you know the Lord, if you've accepted Jesus into your heart, don't you realize that you're a temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? And so I want to spend some time this morning and think about the presence of God. I want us to think about the presence of God and how God's presence lives in us. And right from the outset, I don't want us to get too freaked out about this temple business. Whether, you know, is my temple good enough? Am I looking pretty enough? Have I got enough gold on my fingers? Have I got this and that? You know what the important part of that verse is? That the Spirit of God lives in you. The Spirit of God lives in you. And where the Spirit is, that's what changes everything else. And so this morning, right from the outset, I want us to think about that the Spirit of God lives in us. The actual Spirit of God. That's unbelievable. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the beginning, God breathed life and man arose. He breathed life into the earth and something came out of nothing. God's Spirit is living in us. And I believe this morning it's going to encourage us, challenge us, lift us up. That's what I'm believing for and that's what I'm hoping for. The Spirit of God lives in us. I want us to think about a few quick points this morning of what the Spirit of God living in us does, and then hopefully it'll bring us to a place of, wow, do I recognize that God's Spirit is in me, and what am I doing with God's Spirit, and how can I radiate the presence of God on a consistent basis or a constant basis so I can be a blessing to the people around me as well as myself. When the Spirit of God is in us, what is he doing? He's renewing us constantly. He's renewing us constantly. And I think this is good news this morning. Good news for all of our hearts and for all of our lives. God is renewing us constantly. This is not something that we have to worry about all the time. Am I becoming new? Am I coming better? Is things changing in my heart? God says, I have come to save you, come to seek and to save the lost. That's what Jesus said. When I go, I'm leaving the Holy Spirit with you. And the Holy Spirit's going to continue a deep work inside of your heart. And so this morning, we need to realize that the pressure is almost off us in a sense. And that because the Holy Spirit lives in our lives, he is doing something in us. Because God knew something better than we knew ourselves. If we were left to our own devices, we would never quite make it. If we were left to our own devices this morning, we'd never be good enough. That's why Jesus had to come. I was thinking about the last few days. It says that, you know, we couldn't go up, so Jesus had to go down. If we could go up, he wouldn't have had to come at all. He would have just stayed in the splendor of heaven. So right from the outset, we're not good enough. We know that ourselves. Hopefully we recognize that we're fragile, we're weak, but good news, God's presence is making all the difference. If we know the Lord, if we've accepted him into our hearts, he is renewing me. I'm glad of that. It's not that he renewed me or he newed me. It's not even a word. But, you know, it's not that he made me new when I became a Christian and then that was it. From that moment forward, I'm just dying all the way to get to heaven. The Holy Spirit says this morning, no, I came and I lived inside of you. I live inside of you this morning, and I'm renewing you every day, every moment of every day. It's all that I do. I bring newness of life everywhere I go. This is what the Spirit does. He brings newness of life. And so this morning, in us this morning, if you know the Lord, and if you don't know the Lord, it's accept Jesus into your heart and he changes everything. This is not a thing where you're going to have to work something up. Jesus says, come just as you are and he will save us and he will set us free. And in that moment, the Spirit of God lives in us, God's presence. He's renewing me. What else is he doing? He's growing in me. I'm so glad that the Spirit of God is growing in me because I'm constantly trying to work on me and it doesn't go that well. It feels like it's two steps forward, one step back, three forward, six back. You know the way it goes. It just feels like we're not doing too well. Maybe the females recognize the diet where we're going on a good diet and then after a while it fizzles out. Don't even talk about the men. We couldn't even handle a diet. So, I mean, we're even worse. But you know what I mean? It's like I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to get better at this. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. And God's saying this morning, don't even worry about that, because I'm growing inside of you. I'm doing something deep inside of your heart. I'm enabling you. I'm helping you. Just keep on going. Just keep on standing up. Just keep on believing. Keep on praying. The Spirit of God is changing me. I'm so glad of that. The Spirit of God, you know what the Spirit of God, the presence of God is doing in our hearts and lives, even at this moment, encouraging us. Absolutely encouraging us. Can you believe that? I mean, there's so many times where we would love someone just to phone us up and give us an encouraging word. You know, what would that feel like if somebody phoned us up tomorrow at whatever time and says, hey, I've got an encouraging word for you. How good would that feel? How good does that feel when you get encouragement? It feels absolutely amazing. God's saying this morning, don't misunderstand and don't get lost with the things that you see out there, and don't get consumed with how you feel. Know this, I am encouraging you from the inside out all the time. The Spirit of God is. The Spirit of God is living in our hearts, and He is encouraging me, and He is encouraging you. And this morning, even if you don't know the Lord, the Spirit of God is encouraging you to come to know Jesus. This is how good the Holy Spirit is. This is how good the presence of God is. Not only is He encouraging me, He's helping me. I'm so glad of this as well. One of the greatest characteristics of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God is that He's our great helper. He's our great helper in our times of need, even in times of not need. Does it even make sense? He's still helping us. You know, this is our great helper, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God. God is helping me, and He's helping you. And then we could go on, but the last one I want to think about before we move on is this. God's Holy Spirit, the presence of God, is empowering me. He is empowering me. You know, God didn't come again just to save us and leave us, or He didn't come just to save us to then do something good in us to hopefully we'll make it to the end of our days and then we'll go to heaven. God came to say, I'm not only going to save you, I'm going to fill you, and then I'm going to overflow you. I'm going to overfill you because I want you to be a blessing to the people around you. I want you to affect the people around you. I want you to make a difference to the people around you just in the same way as I did, because the Lord says, I've got to pass it on to you because I have to go to heaven. So I don't want to leave you defenseless. I don't want to leave you to your own devices. I need to give you something. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in our hearts this morning to do this. The Holy Spirit lives in our hearts this morning to empower us. He is empowering me. He is enabling me. And I want us to, even in this moment, just recognize that even when we're weak, the Holy Spirit is still empowering me. This is good news this morning. We carry the presence of God. I like what Lee was sharing just the other week, just last Sunday. And he said this one line I liked, that he said that, you know, we've got the Holy Spirit, but has the Holy Spirit got you? I love that. I love that. And that's what we're thinking about this morning. We're thinking about the presence of God. We're thinking of God's presence in our lives. And it's maybe there, but if we figured it out, is God's presence got us? Because it's so vital that it has. Otherwise, we'll just continue to do the same old things, the same old things. We carry the presence of God this morning. And so, if we carry the presence of God, the most important question is this: what are we doing with it? This is really where I want to get to this morning. If we are carrying the presence of God, if God's Spirit lives in me and it lives in you, if you know the Lord, you're a new believer, then what are we doing with the presence of God? And this is what I'm believing we're going to come to this morning. We're going to see through a few verses. What are we doing with the presence of God? The next verse I want James to put up is Matthew 5, 14 to 16. It says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. We were meant to shine. We were meant to spread this good news. We were meant to spread the presence of God. It was meant to shine from us. If we're trying to do anything else, we're not being who we should be. We're not being who we are. And so we're always going to be defeated. We're always going to feel like, oh, I don't feel right. I don't feel like I'm doing the right things, because we were meant to shine. We were meant to put our lights high up so people could see. When you've got a light and there's darkness all around, it's so important that the light would shine, because as soon as it shines, it just dispels the darkness. There isn't even a contest. It just suddenly disappears. The Lord is saying this morning, what are we doing with His presence? What are we doing with this light that is inside of our hearts? What are we doing with the presence of God? There's a presence inside of us. There's a light inside of us, and it needs to shine. It absolutely needs to shine, because it seems that the darkness is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, but all we need is one small flicker to start to shine, and suddenly all darkness starts to flee. That's the good news. That's the good news of the presence of God. He is there to not only do the first handful of things that we mentioned and many more things, but he's there for this benefit, that we would be the light of the world, that we would shine, that we would make a difference, that people would recognize us. What are we doing with God's presence this morning? What is our answer to that question? Maybe our answer might be different by the end. What are we doing with that? And even if we're doing good things, how much more could we do as we'll go forward in God and we'll believe in God? What are we doing with the presence of God this morning? We were going over on the plane, and we just left like kind of Dublin on Friday, and we're traveling over. It's nice and clear, and I could just see that just off the coast there was a lighthouse. I love lighthouses. I think they're just amazing. And whether it was still functional, whether it was still useful, I know this: for hundreds of years, that lighthouse was definitely useful. For hundreds of years, that lighthouse was incredibly important. I'm not sure if it's still important because it wasn't on the ground, but I started to think about the lighthouse, and then I started to think, I wonder, are we being the lighthouse that we need to be? I wonder, are we part of the lighthouse that we need to be part of? Because I believe that the Lord has called us as a church to be a lighthouse, to be a lifeboat, is one of the things that God really put strongly in our hearts, to be a lifeboat, to go out to rescue. But I love the lighthouse and how important it is. This thing that stands tall, light at the top, and it's just circling all the time, warning for whoever can see, come this way, come this way, come this way. And I believe the Lord is saying this morning, there is something in you that needs to shine greater than ever before. There's a presence in you that needs to permeate, that needs to press out greater than ever before. Because sometimes we can come together and it's almost like there's just a couple of flickers and that'll do. But I believe today the Lord is saying, I need an army to rise up with the presence of God. I need people to come together like never before, because there are other strong factions out there that are not Christian-based, that are not loving-based. And so I need our team, I need the body of Christ to get strong, to come together, to rise up as the presence of God, and to make the difference, to shine like we need to shine in this world. I thought to myself, we're either going to be a lighthouse or we're going to be a nightlight. You know what I mean? It feels like it's just one way or the other. It just feels like it's one way or the other. I was thinking, you know, it's like you're going to bed at night, and maybe you're like me, you flick your phone on and you're checking a few things, and all you see in the middle of the room is just kind of like a small nightlight. That's all that you see. And I thought to myself, I wonder, with the presence of God that we have, in the context of the question, what are we doing with the presence of God? I wonder, at the end of the day, is that really all the light that we've got? You know, just enough light for us to maybe read our Bibles at night, or enough light in us just to maybe pray to God just before we go to sleep. Is that all the light that we've got, or is that all that we're doing with the light? Because I believe there's a light inside of us that would allow us to shine as a lighthouse 24/7 wherever we are. And I just worry this morning, because I felt convicted this week that maybe, including myself, that instead of living like lighthouses, we're just living like nightlights. And there's a big difference between the two. One of them shining more light than the other, absolutely. But the significant difference between the two is that the lighthouse has benefit for all. It has benefit for all. The nightlight, it's just all about me. It's just my wee light. You know, I just got this wee light. You know, it's just like this kind of wee thing that I have. And, you know, it's just good for me. And it doesn't really affect anybody else. You know, I mean, and I just believe God is saying this morning, where are we at? What are we doing with the presence of God? How are we using just the Spirit of God in our lives? Are we shining the way that we need to shine? This is not something to put us down. This is something to encourage us and lift us up this morning. Because we need this light to shine. God needs this light to shine. And so this morning, lighthouse or nightlight, hopefully we're going to start to lean towards lighthouse if we're not there already. And if you're a lighthouse, then show the rest of us the way. Show the rest of us the way. Encourage the rest of us so that we can get there. You know what I believe? Why we need to be a lighthouse? Because all the things we read at the beginning, the Spirit of God is renewing me, he's growing me, he's changing me, he's encouraging me, he's helping me, he's empowering me. You know, whenever you get it in terms of a lighthouse, then all those things start to happen to everybody else around you. Everybody else around you, as you would shine, they're starting to be renewed because the presence of God is coming from your life. The presence of God is just shining from your life. So people are coming in contact with you on a daily basis, and there's renewal happening in their lives because of the presence of God that's living in you and shining out. Any person you come in contact with, renewal. Any person you come in contact with, they're growing. Any person you come in contact with, there's changes happening in their lives. Any person you come in contact with, you're encouraging them. Any person you come in contact with, you're helping them. You're even empowering them. This is what happens when we become a lighthouse instead of a nightlight. This is what happens. This is the changes that take place. Instead of it just becoming about me and me trying to get through, suddenly we're being benefit to everybody else. The main purpose of a lighthouse, to bring ships to safety, to rescue people that might be in trouble, to give them a clear path, a clear light back into dock where they could be safe, where they could get a safe haven. I mean, if we're just like night lights, how does anybody spot us? How does anybody find us? I think this is big news today for our hearts and for our lives. People are looking for lighthouses and they just can't find us because they can't see the night lights because they're just so dim and the darkness just seems to be so great. And I believe this morning the Lord is challenging us and he's saying to us, I need you to do this not only for yourself but for me and for everybody else. And if not for you, definitely for everybody else. Because people are looking for truth. People are looking for light. And they just cannot find the light that they need. And if we're just as dim or as low as everything else, well, then it's just a free-for-all. They maybe go for this one and that one and that one. But if you're a lighthouse and you're shining bright, there's something about that light that people just want to come to. There's something about that, what you're radiating. There's something about the presence of God as it would radiate from our lives that people just want to come close. They're not even sure why. I want to share a couple of stories this morning, then we're going to look at a couple more verses. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about just even the last few weeks in our lives, and I was thinking, I'm just meeting with a person just this week, and suddenly he just starts pouring his whole heart out. I was thinking, what on earth is he pouring his whole heart out? I mean, we're just kind of acquaintances. We don't even know each other that well. And I started thinking about maybe it's the presence of God. You know, maybe there's just something that he's tuning into, something that his spirit is tuning in. This guy's not a Christian, doesn't know the Lord. But maybe there's just something that he's tuning into that I'm even unaware of. But because this presence of God is shining from my life, and I wasn't standing there saying, oh, you must be born again. And I wasn't even thinking about that. But then suddenly in that moment, I started to think, why on earth is he telling me all this kind of information? Surely there's a greater reason than just being a listening is great. But surely there's a greater reason why he's doing this, why he's speaking out. And I thought to myself, that's the presence of God. That's the presence of God in our lives as we would just navigate our lives, as we would go forward day after day. It's just there's something inside of us that it's causing people to want to talk to us. It's causing people to say, oh, I don't know what it is, but I'm sensing something, I'm feeling something, and they don't know how to describe it. They don't know the language. But we who know who we are in the Lord, and we who know what we have in the Lord, need to start to recognize there's something spiritual taking place and then start to speak into people's lives and then start to encourage and then be brave with the light that we've got. Be brave. And here's a footnote on being brave with light. There is no contest between light and darkness. So light doesn't even have to be brave. It just has to shine. There is no need for light to be brave in any context whatsoever because there will never, ever be a battle between light and darkness. And so this morning, I want to remove or try to take off a lie that maybe the enemy has put in your heart. Oh, I couldn't shine for God. I couldn't do that. I mean, I'd be too afraid. I'd be too scared. They're all just lies. Light and darkness, there is no competition. As soon as the presence of God hits, everything else flees. As soon as the light of God hits, everything else goes. It has no choice. It's just the way that it is. It's just the way that it is. There's power within us. Look at this. Maybe this is describing some of the things that I'm saying this morning in terms of the effect that we can have with people. James, it's Acts 5:15. Says this, so they brought the sick out into the streets, and they laid them on the beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Wow, this Peter guy must have been unbelievable. He must have just been God himself. No, Peter was a mess and a mess up. And made plenty of mistakes. If you remember back, he was the guy who denied Jesus. Can you believe he denied Jesus 3 times after Jesus told him he was going to do it? I mean, it doesn't get much worse than that. And here's Peter, and now suddenly what has taken place in this guy's life? Because now the sick are being led out in the street, and people are coming out and laying everywhere if you're sick or anything at all, because you're just hoping that Peter's shadow might touch you, because they know that there's just something coming off this guy. They know that there's something coming from the inside out from this person, and whatever it is, it's transforming, it's changing, it's saving lives, it's renewing, it's healing, it's transforming, it's incredible. What has taken place in Peter's life? He had been through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He'd been there in the day of Pentecost. He was the one who spoke. He had been there as God filled him up. He had been there as the presence of God invaded his life. And the significant difference between then and now was this. Of course, he had grown a bit. Of course, he had matured a bit. Of course, he got better. He probably had still lots of faults. I don't know him, so I can't say for sure. But I know this, he was not perfect. I would suggest he was just as much of a mess up as we are. But something had changed inside of his heart and life. Something had taken place inside of him. The Holy Spirit had got a hold of him. The Holy Spirit had got a hold of him. God's presence had got inside of him to an extent where it was raging out of him. And so now all that needed to happen was that as Peter would come somewhere, as Peter would go somewhere, as Peter would move somewhere, his very shadow was affecting and changing people's lives. It was healing people. We can relate to that in a small context of this. Whenever someone who's got a big personality or a big presence comes into a room, they affect the room. They absolutely do. Or even someone who's come in with a presence of just, they've been really down or just really, you know, just something really troublesome's happening in their lives. They affect the mood of the room. So we can see that. We can see how that works like this. But this is something far greater. This is the presence of God. This is the light of God. This is the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage us this morning, this is where we want to get to. This is where we want to get to today, is that are we holding back the presence of God? Or are we letting it move? Are we letting it radiate from our lives? Because if we do, every person that we come in contact with will be affected in Jesus' name. Because there's a presence in us. There's something different in us, and it's radiating from us. It's coming from us, and it's affecting the world around us. I believe this is the crux of the whole message. Is that each of us have a choice to do this. It's either my presence or his presence. It's either my presence and I'll do my thing, or it's God's presence. I mean, how many times have we decided, I wasn't doing much at the weekend. No, I didn't go anywhere. I mean, do you believe in God? No. You know, it's just like, it's my presence, my presence. Here's the thing about our presence. Our presence is going to bring lots of good ideas. It's going to bring, even on our best days, probably some positive conditions, but just too many conditions. You know, when the presence of God comes, it just touches people and it affects them instantly. I mean, Peter just walked by and his shadow just affected people instantly. There wasn't somebody going, now, you weren't healed because of this or that, or if you would only say this, then something would take place in your life. You know, there wasn't all of these conditions that we would automatically do. The presence of God sorts all of that out. Let him do whatever he wants to do. He will do whatever he needs to do, and we just need to get out of the way. And I feel this morning that it comes down to that. Is it my presence or is it his presence? And I believe this morning, the less and less of us that we can get in terms of our presence going out, the more and more his presence is going to go. Or if you like it a different way, the more and more that we can kind of make room for him, the more the Holy Spirit can get a hold of our hearts, and the more his presence will radiate from our lives. I believe this is it. I believe this is what the Lord needs to do. If we will do that, we'll see the same effects as Peter. We'll see the same things happen in our workplace. We'll see the same things happen in our families. We'll go to Banbridge, and we'll see 30, 31 people saved in the morning. Because that's the presence of God. That's what he does. We start to worry. We start to overthink it. We start to, oh, not do that. I mean, we just need to go. We just need to let the Holy Spirit shine from us. We need to let the presence of God radiate from our lives. Technology fails. The iPad has died. But I'm pretty much done. I just want to look at one more note. Just last verse, James. I want us to go to Psalm 139. It says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Just we finished this morning. I was conscious of, but you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand the pain that I've got. I cannot be this presence of God that you need me to be. I cannot be the person that you need me to be. It just feels like a pressure. I want to lift the pressure off. I want us to lift the pressure off and know this. It's God's spirit, not my spirit. It's God's presence that's going to make the difference, not my presence. And so this is not a conditional thing of if only I was this good or if only I had these many things figured out, then God's presence could really move from my life. If you're a broken, hopeless mess, that's all that you need for the presence of God. That's it. And it's going to transform and change as many people's lives as you could imagine. A broken, hopeless mess, that's all it's going to take. And we looked a few weeks ago about broken vessels. And I think this is a lovely point, and then we're going to be finished. But I think this is a lovely point about a broken vessel. You think of yourself as a broken vessel. You come to the Lord and the Lord repairs you. And then it feels like as you go through life, the cracks start to open, or maybe new cracks come. And you start to think, oh, what am I doing? Where am I going? I'm no good. I'm hopeless. I'm this, I'm that. But here's the thing about a broken vessel. If we're a vessel, which we are, and the Spirit of God lives inside of us, how much more will you see the presence of God when the cracks start to appear? how much more will the presence of God shine from us when the cracks start to appear? Here's the thing that we need to learn. Weakness is not bad. Weakness does not disqualify you. In fact, weakness allows God's glory to shine all the more. Weakness allows God to shine from our lives all the more. We need to get out of this kind of stinking thinking that the world tells us the more perfect we are, the better we'll be. It's not. The bigger mess you are, the more the Lord will use you, because the greater the need you'll have on the Holy Spirit, the greater the need that you'll have on the Lord. Does the Lord want to restore you? Does the Lord want to lift you up? Absolutely. Is he doing that day after day, moment after moment? Of course he is, because the presence of God lives in you. He's renewing you. He's strengthening you. But if on the odd occasion, when you're going through tough times and you're going through issues, a few cracks appear, don't worry, because the Spirit of God is shining all the more. This last verse, where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? I want us to finish on this. David was running from the Lord. He didn't know what to do. He had been through ups and downs. He had been through turmoil. He had been through terrible days. He thought, what is going on? All he wanted to do was get away from everyone and everything. And then he came to this conclusion. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? His presence is amazing. His presence is going to change us. It has changed us. It will continue to change us. And I encourage you this. Don't run from the Lord's presence. Run in the Lord's presence. Run to him. Spend time with him. Allow him to overflow you. Allow him to infill you. And allow that infilling to overflow so it affects every heart and every life around you. So much so that even your shadow as you would pass by would affect and change people's lives. Don't underestimate the difference that you're making in your workplace, in your family, and in the places that you go to. Never underestimate it. People are bad at coming up and saying, wow, you're a really good guy or you're a really good girl, but never underestimate it. Because of the presence of God in your life, even when you're not trying, the Lord is having effect, and the Spirit of God is having an effect wherever you are. My encouragement is this morning. Recognize the Spirit of God. Recognize the presence of God in their lives, and then purposefully, intentionally, allow that presence to radiate from your life. Allow it to radiate from your life. And allow the presence of God. Take authority with it. And know what we've got. It's almost like the person with the toolbox. They know exactly what they've got in their toolbox. They know that they have all the tools that they need for the job. And so they're going to get busy wherever they are. And I encourage you this morning. As we're finished, we're going to finish with a song. I'm going to get the guys to come. Is that use everything that we have for God's glory. Use the presence of God for everything that we have. And go and make the difference in every person's life, and even strangers' lives, wherever we can. Let's stand together and pray as we finish, and then we'll sing a song. Lord, I thank you this morning that if we know you, Jesus, the presence of the Lord lives in our hearts. But Lord, as our eyes are closed this morning, Lord, as we're coming to near the finish, Lord, here's the best news of the whole thing. Lord, if we don't know you this morning, we can come to know you in a heartbeat. We can come to know you in a suddenly. We can come to know you. And Lord, all the benefits, all the great things that we have talked about this morning in terms of the Spirit of God will come into our lives and will suddenly become available to us. And suddenly we will be men and women that are able to go and make a difference in other people's lives in a deeper level than we could ever do in our own natural strength. But Lord, the best news of all of that, because all of that's great, but the best news is this, is that Jesus wants to come and save us from our sins. That Jesus wants to come and give us a brand new start. He wants us to turn. He wants to turn our lives around. Take all the old out and give us all brand new. And then continue to renew us.